It may not be unusual, but it still doesn't make it constitutionally
appropriate. That's exactly right. And I think that we have to start talking about this as this is our incoming commander-in-chief. This man should understand constitutional law. It's fine for him to say, the Supreme Court ruled in Texas versus Johnson, and I don't agree with that. But I think it is curious. It's not what's in the 140 characters. It is the mindset behind what's in the 140 characters on Twitter. The reason we talk about this, Alice, over and over again is because it actually is legitimately scary to many of us who feel like I know Anderson feelings, I'm sorry, but we feel like we potentially elected a dictator, someone who thinks he does not have to be accountable to constitutional law. He doesn't have to be accountable to the legislative branch. He thinks he could just come in and do some crazy stuff. That's
Kirsten,
crazy.
When I first heard that he was tweeting about something that was on this broadcast, a number of tweets, again, factually incorrect tweets last night, I kept thinking, doesn't he have like a briefing book on ISIS to be reading last night at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock
and
or 8 o'clock?
He's turning away those briefers. You know that. There's been reports that he's not receiving the briefers.
There's a huge amount of information that for him to be absorbing now and thinking about, and the fact that he's watching shows, I appreciate he's watching the show. He doesn't have a Nielsen box, so it doesn't really help. But what is he doing?
But that was true during the campaign. I mean, maybe.
But I get a person in the campaign.
I guess I would still say even then he should have probably been boning up on what's going on. And so I think it is concerning that he continues to do this. But in terms of the substance of what he said, I think the revoking the citizenship part is very concerning. To be fair to him, Democrats have supported supported this, and even though it is constitutionally protected, there have been repeated attempts to have constitutional amendments. So if he supports that, that's actually, I don't support it. I disagree with it, but it's actually not really out of the mainstream.